Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. I just walked right past you. Let me walk right past you.
Talking to these gentlemen here.
What's going on?
Hey, yo, it's my nephew.
How you doing, boss?
Good. Thank you for giving me the mutual respect of even calling me a boss without even knowing me. I really appreciate that, my man.
Not a problem.
It's a very commendable attribute.
How old do you think this man, this fella is?
Like, dude.
You got a baby face.
You got baby face?
Yeah.
can you please?
22, 3,
22?
Let me ask 23? You a question. My man.
What's that?
What do you wish you knew when you were 17?
Everything.
If I knew, when you say everything.
If I knew half what I knew now when I was 17, it wouldn't be fair. I probably would have AIDS and some shit like that, to be honest with you. You see what I'm saying?
Listen to what he's saying. Please pay attention.
Yeah, yeah. I fucked everybody in the school, whatever else I could think of. You see what I'm saying? And it would have been easy.
Help him navigate away from the problems that you made, and I made, and he made.
What can I say to him? How old are you?
17.
What? Take a bullet like the Matrix, right?
17?
Yes.
Stay in school, bro. First thing.
I already dropped that one.
You what?
I already dropped
for
that.
What? For what?
Intelligence.
What do you drop out for?
Answer that.
I dropped
Answer
out for knowledge. Knowledge. I got the opportunity to work with someone who has a six-figure marketing agency.
So you're working? You have a job?
Yeah.
And they're going to train you?
I'm already getting trained.
I'm going to be honest with you. School ain't shit.
It's not.
Yes. You're not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But do you know this person?
I already work with him. He pays my trip here.
He's on the up and up?
I mentor him.
Okay.
I have two mentors.
I ain't going to lie to you. It's not a bad move, but school is, I mean, to be honest,
that's the
listen,
same thing as it was.
It's just like this. Let me tell you about the school. If I want, let's say I got a Fortune 500 company, all right? If you haven't went to school, this is how they do it. You go to school, it's like a train, it's like, okay, let's say the NBA. You go to high school, you go to college. The guys that drop, you know how many guys, they say they were good, they couldn't go to college, they couldn't do this. If you can't listen, they're not going to take you. You understand what I'm saying? If you can't follow instructions, you can't work. You see what I'm saying? You gotta learn how to listen before you can lead. You know what I mean?
He's telling you one word: listen.
Exactly.
And but you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't finish school.
I didn't either.
How much money I make a year?
This guy here. I'm trying to be like this guy.
Hey. Listen. Listen, I'm Indian.
All right, bro.
Okay.
They said I was supposed to be a doctor.
Right.
You know what I do now?
You know them?
I didn't get a doctor degree.
Just met him.
I help doctors make more money. And I make more money than doctors.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'll teach
you something. Like,
my girl's in the club right now. She go to goddamn, she's in a doctorate program. Okay, now listen though.
She need my help.
But her fucking student loans, she almost got down $400,000.
That's the business you be in, student loans.
Well, maybe so.
That's compounding interest, baby.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know anything about it, but maybe that's where I need to be.
Know. Look at how, you know what I like about this guy? Look at what he's doing right now. He's not like rejecting it.
Right.
He's listening. Man, this, I know. When I was 17, I said I knew it all.
Yeah.
When I look at him, look at how big his eyes are.
But if you don't listen, I'm going to tell you like this. I know a dude that was 18. I quit fucking with him after that. It's my brother. He knew everything. He coming. He can be down the stairs in a minute. I have to fuck with him. I love him because he's my brother. But as far as talking to him like I talk to you, I won't do it.
Why?
Because he don't listen.
Think he know everything.
You understand what I'm saying?
What are you doing? What is he doing?
He's listening.
He's listening.
You see what I'm saying?
And you know what he's really doing?
What?
You know what? What's crazy about this guy?
Right.
He'll go home and make notes about everything you said.
He'll be fine.
And
you
know what he wants to do?
What?
He wants to ask you questions about the notes he took about with the things you told him.
Well,
is that not a crazy son of a bitch at 17 years old? He wants to take notes on everything that you told him.
Ain't nothing wrong with wanting to learn everything.
What did you say?
Ain't nothing wrong with trying to learn everything. Nothing at all.
Can you guys agree with me that at 17 years old, if he has the capability to say, I don't know anything, please tell me everything, and everything you tell him, what does he do? He has about 15 fucking questions for everything you told him.
Most 17-year-olds, they out here stealing cars, robbing motherfuckers, breaking in places and shit, or trying to sell dope.
Listen to that shit.
That's what they trying to do. You know what I'm saying? You trying to do whatever it is he say you trying to do, you on the right path.
You're gonna have it.
You're gonna have it.
Listen,
you know,
shit,
it took me almost till 45 years old to really wake up and get some money. You know, but I'm getting some money
now.
You know what I'm saying?
You're ahead of the game.
Real recognize real, baby.
Yeah. I know now.
I took long enough.
But my sons, they don't listen. They never listen. They didn't listen. Can't tell them shit. They know everything. I got an 18-year-old. He think he know everything. I done put his ass out. I took his car from him, and I fired him because he was working for me. Because he know everything. He don't want to listen. You know?
What kind of business you have?
I got a trucking company.
Okay. Hey. And I'll tell you something else. This is my uncle. He curses me out.
Look at this.
I'm 49, about to be 50 next year. Thanks. But Nick, he cusses me out when he get ready. Most of the time, he makes a point when he does. You see what I'm saying? I listen. I don't tell him. I be wanting to tell him, hey, man, fuck you. But I don't. I listen. You see what I'm saying? If he sometimes he go too far, I have to be like, hey. But for the most part, he's my uncle. I respect him. You see what I'm saying? He's my elder. So whether he's wrong or right,
I ask him, what have I told him wrong?
Nothing.
Huh? He's told me nothing wrong.
You say it one more time.
I'm just saying, I ain't told him nothing wrong.
Has he told you anything wrong?
No. His approach is rough, but he hasn't told me anything wrong.
Now the approach is rough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Do you want the approach not to be rough?
No, it has to be. That's how it should be. See what I'm saying? Because you listen. I hear him. He think I don't, but I do. You see what I'm saying?
Like, listen, these guys are obviously beyond me. You know, I'm like 26. I'm barely crossing half a mil.
These guys look like they're doing
some crazy numbers. I could be doing better, but I'm not.
Me too.
But
listen, I have a podcast. It's called The Upgrade Lifestyle. Meaning, I hate it when people say, what are you doing right now? You doing good? I said I could be doing better.
I do about 180, 200 grand gross a year. I could be doing better.
He could have been doing better had he listened.
No,
he'd have been doing 1.6 mil like me had he listened.
Yeah, I could. But I got to move.
That was to move cross country.
What's the key word that the gentleman just say?
When somebody tried to help you, take heed to it and listen.
You understand the word that's coming out multiple times from gentleman A and gentleman B.
What's your name, by the way?
I'm Jeff.
Nice to meet you, Jeff from New
Zealand. All right.
Now,
I'm Montez.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Now, the key word here is listen. And I can definitely agree with that.
And this dude that's coming down the stairs that we waiting on, he ain't never listening.
And how much he making?
You don't even know. Okay.
Now,
I can tell you what he could be doing, at least what I'm doing.
Could be. Would be. Should be. Ain't doing, though.
He got a driver license in his back pocket.
See, the thing is,
he already knows it all, right?
See, we from the streets.
Me too.
We came up in the streets selling dope, hustling in the streets. We did all that until we woke up. Now we on some legit, nothing but legit business. You know what I mean? Because we're not trying to go to penitentiary. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to get killed. We're not trying to go to penitentiary. Everything we do now is legit. Right. We might smoke a little weed, but we don't do nothing illegal.
That's legit.
We get all legal money now.
Yeah.
But that's why we're not even from here. We're just out here. I'm from Milwaukee.
I'm from Milwaukee.
You know what I'm saying? But he live in Cali. We're just out here kicking it.
Yeah.
Smoking weed is legit now, baby.
It's legal.
You legit.
California's been legal.
Oh, yeah. It ain't back there yet.
Yeah.
You're out in Cali now.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, so just don't. Anyways, you doing? You starting out? You starting out right now? Don't wait till you do like 17. I did.
17.
Yeah.
If you go corporate though, you got to go to college.
He's not going corporate. This dude is going to be. I can guarantee you, right? I'm doing.
Did you just hear what he just said?
Listen.
If you're gonna go corporate, you gotta go to college. I'm corporation. I didn't go to college.
Did you hear what he said? You wanna go corporate?
I am the sole owner of my company. No partners. No investors. Everything I got is mine. I built it from the ground up.
He's talking quick, right?
Yeah.
But if you listen to the wording, he said, "You wanna go corporate?" No, he said, "You wanna go corporate or do you wanna have a corporation?"
Yes. He's his own corporation.
Corporate?
You work for
Do you want to go corporate or do you want to be a corporation?
See, I turned my company into a corporation.
You hear the difference?
I pay myself $2,500 a week as an employee. That's what I pay myself. All I do is put that in the bank. I don't never touch it. Just let it build.
So young,
I don't need it.
17-year-old.
You know?
17-year-old.
But that's what I do.
Look how receptive he is.
Yeah.
When you were 17. Now, listen, listen. Guys, I'll be honest. I have to be vulnerable out here, right? I'm doing a podcast. You guys are on my podcast. It's called The Upgrade Lifestyle. The Upgrade Lifestyle is all about doing something that makes your life a little bit better every single day, right?
Right.
And I wish, when I was his age, I could reach people like him that could upgrade their lifestyle every single day in a small... Now, Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger talk about compounding interest. They say small investments compound over multiple years. So I do 1 hour of cardio every single day, and I read at least 50 pages a day. What kind of compounding interest does that make over 10 to 20 to 30 years? You turn into a gentleman like Jeff right over here.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Because, see, I worked a job. I used to work for the city of Milwaukee. I had one semi, right? Then I retired from the city. After 20 years, I retired, right? Then every 4 months, I got another semi, another semi, another semi, another, now I got 9 of them, right? Just make money. I don't do shit. He'll tell you, I don't do shit.
Me neither.
I don't have to work no more.
You know
more.
What I call it? You know what I call it now? Jeff, you know what I call it now? What do I call it?
Passive.
No, no, no. You know what I call it? I have a new philosophy on what you do. Because I do the same. Microwave money. You know why I call it microwave money? Listen. You're hungry.
That's right.
You're hungry, right?
You're hungry, you're going to make it happen.
Listen. The way I see it is this. You're hungry, right? You can go down the aisle and you can get chicken, you can get salt, pepper, oil, vinegar. You can buy all this bullshit and you can bring it back home. Then when you bring it back home, you can put it in the pot, you can let it simmer, you can put the salt in there, you can put the pepper in there, you can put the spices in there. It's about 45 minutes later, you're gonna let the chicken simmer. Now it looks nice, then you're gonna put the chicken out, then you're gonna put some basil on it. It's about an hour and a half later, and you're still hungry. You're trying to eat. Or you can do a microwave style, which is you go down the frozen section, you get something that you pick up from the frozen section, put it in the microwave, click a button, take a piss. Beep, beep, beep.
Listen, when I was 17, I didn't
17.
Have,
tell him what he wanted to know.
I didn't have tell anyone him. Talking to me the way...
I'm
he's talking,
talking
to him.
Thank you.
You understand what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I even go more in depth.
Yes.
I remember my mom, she had a house.
I'm not the only one.
I think it was like $37,000. She lost it.
Mm-hmm.
$37,000.
That in a week.
You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is this.
Absorb it.
This guy is giving you good information. If you listen, you'll succeed. If you don't, I don't know.
Dude, you guys are invited to his 19th birthday party.
When is that?
When he's got a yacht.
When is that?
And you guys are invited.
No, dude, where you guys live?
No, but like, I'm from Irvine.
Irvine?
Yes, sir.
Orange County?
Yes, sir.
OC?
Well, it's okay.
I used to live in Oceanside. You know where that is?
Yes, sir. By the
Marines. I spent about 20 years down there. My kids live there still to this day. I live in Rancho Cucamonga now.
Okay.
So I'm all over. My mom lives in Palmdale. I'm all over Southern California. You know what I mean?
Is this better than the club? The club isn't going anywhere. The knowledge is going somewhere. This is what you want to learn.
If I don't know, like he said, I came from the streets. I got one thing out of the streets. Most people got nothing, but I got one thing. I took $10,000 and I bought a home. I still have it to this day. My mom lives in it, Palmdale. Other than that, I got nothing. It was all time wasted. Luckily, I didn't lose my life or go to jail. Now I'm legit. Right now, I could be doing better, a lot better, but I'd have to move. That's the thing. I got to move all the way over to Wisconsin. I don't want to do that. I'm doing okay. Could be doing better. He won't follow the herd.
You know. We're going to wrap this podcast up real quick. Amazing people we just met out here doing some phenomenal things. We had the gentleman Jeff. Talking about his great experiences in his life, and the gentleman
Montez
doing even more amazing things. Why is Montez doing even more amazing things than Jeff? Because Montez apparently learned from Jeff. And when you learn from your mentor, the whole goal of having a mentor is doing better than the mentor. And when a mentor mentors you, it's all about abundance. It's about doing more than what you originally wanted to do. And when you do more than what you originally wanted to do, you're trying to help mitigate people from making the mistakes that you made in your life. And I'm going to wrap this podcast up for the Upgrade Lifestyle with Jeff Montez, Yazir, who's going to be a beast, and Brian Rivera. This is an amazing podcast. I'm going to wrap it up right now. And gentlemen, we will have another podcast another day. And I'll tell you guys from something right now. You guys better come to this young stunner's yacht party when he's about 21, right? Okay. We'll give him, you know, we know it takes hard work, right? It doesn't happen overnight. Right. He's 17. He's learning stuff from, how old are you?
49.
And how old are you?
I'm
49.
49,
right? You are learning wisdom from people who are going to tell you stuff that, man, I wish I knew when I was your age. 59, 49. How amazing is that? You just did something that they said was illegal and not possible. You did something called time travel in your brain. And your brain got bigger, and your mom's asking you look different because your forehead is bigger. And you got to thank these gentlemen when you have a yacht party, and then we're going to invite them when you're 21. So I'm going to wrap this Upgrade Lifestyle up.
All right, you guys take it easy.
Awesome.
Handling your business, man.
Awesome.
All right.
Where can we follow you?
Yeah. All right, man.
Where can we follow you?
I'm on Facebook. I'm on social media. Jeff Jeff Bowling Trucking.
I don't do social media at all. Really.
Awesome. So Upgrade Lifestyle, official. Go ahead and follow me. Thank you for tuning in. Now listen, guys. Let me tell you something.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.